It's 6:05 at KCBS. The weather mostly cloudy.
No one's really sure how many thousands of hours of KCBS news programming Al Hart launched. He was already part of KCBS when the station started the all-news format in 1968.
KCBS News at Dawn.
Al had joined KCBS 2 years earlier, working as a sidekick and producer for another Bay Area broadcasting legend, Dave McElhatt.
It's glory in the morning time.
6 o'clock Pacific Standard.
And KCBS is where it's at.
Traffic alert.
Al was not a Bay Area native. The great state of Minnesota can claim him, and Louisiana can make a strong claim too, because Al Hart spent several years in Shreveport as a DJ known as Your Pal Al, the guy with a heart. But he did more than play songs on the radio. He sang them, too.
When your lover cries, hold her close and whisper low that tears are only rain to make love grow.
Al had recorded that song in Nashville for Mercury Records. Billboard magazine reviewed it as a pleasant vocal stint by Hart, and maybe if things had turned out differently, we'd never have had Al Hart as our own for so many years. Al acted, too, taking on roles like Cyrano and Romeo, but he never had to play the role of nice guy.
But he was so real, so natural.
Lois Melkonian was one of Al's many co-anchors over the years.
I felt privileged. I felt honored to be able to work alongside him, and he never made me feel like I was less than or couldn't do what he was doing.
Ron Reynolds was another longtime colleague.
You can sum up Al Hart in 2 words, class act.
For Ron and many others in the Bay Area, Al helped make 8:15 a.m. appointment listening. That's when John Madden came on.
When you see Al in a restaurant, he is more apt to get up and sing than he is to eat anything.
Yeah, and, well, why not? What the heck?
And it puts him in a very small percentile.
If there's a piano player around, I'll
right.
go for it.
Okay, get down in a stand, Sam.
Already.
Okay, now, your bucket's too high. Lower your bucket.
I don't have a bucket.
For so many years, Al narrated Bay Area life.
It was really interesting to be anywhere, whether it was in an elevator or a taxi cab, and people would hear him speak and they would stop, look around, and say, I know that voice.
Al's regular duties at KCBS ended 15 years ago. He retired so he could tend to his wife, Sally, who was fighting a battle with ALS. After her death, he remarried, but it wasn't long after he and Pat exchanged vows that Al was diagnosed with a slow killer called corticobasal degeneration. He lingered for more than 5 years, slowly losing his mobility and vitality, and yes, the voice everyone knew. So one last time, here's to your pal Al, the guy with a heart.
Tura-lura-lura, tura-lura-lai, tura-lura-lura, that's an Irish lullaby.
Stan Bunger, KCBS.